Welcome in. 3 past 3, gym class coming your way on a Wednesday here on KGYM. And it's a tough one weather-wise, maybe the last real tough one, though, we hope, anyway, especially in the northern half of our area. But we're going to make it seem a lot warmer today as we have our second edition of Caddy Smack on the gym class coming away here in just a little bit on KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Brian Haas here in studio. We'll talk more with Brian coming up. We're going to talk about the Masters. We're going to have an interview with the Cedar Rapidian, who was down there and got to go a little bit further than most people do. We'll get to that in a little bit. We're going to talk about the Kranich Tour as well. Wish we got to play the other day, but that's the way it goes. We'll talk Kranich Tour coming up, and then your questions for Brian here in just a little bit. But Mark, as always, a few things to take care of, loose ends here before we get to Caddy Smack. By the way, here on the gym class, we are presented by Third Base Brewery, located on Blairs Ferry Road and C Avenue. And, of course, here on the northeast side of Cedar Rapids, when you're at Third Base, you're almost home. And thank you very much to Third Base Brewery for helping us out with that. We do appreciate it very, very much. And got bowling night tonight, and it's a melancholy occasion, Mark, isn't it? They all are, I guess, in a certain way, but don't we dread this one when it comes around once a year?
You know, the only difference this year, I think, is that we usually, you know, we start the Wednesday after Labor Day, pretty nice weather, and by the middle of April, finishing usually pretty nice weather. Not the case now, but yeah, it's the last week of bowling night in America, and I will be position night. We could finish what? What'd you figure? Third,
I think we
fourth?
Can finish third?
Tied for sixth right now.
Right.
Yeah.
If all things play out, I think mathematically third, but mm-hmm. could fall back to probably ninth mm-hmm. or so, depending. There's a lot on the line tonight, up and down. It's very bunched. But our friends at Durline Scale can win the championship tonight.
Yeah, that's up for grabs too, is it not? Yeah.
That is correct. Them and the upstart group from Barry's Lanes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a two-game gap between the two. By the way, our Bowling Night in America preview brought to you by Bay City Bowl, located on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Oh, by the way, we're going to bowl tonight.
Rusty Nails on lanes 25 and 26 against Union Station. Our friends Mike and Daryl and
Bill.
Bill, and they're always a fun group. I won't be there, of course. I'm out for the year, but I'll be awaiting your texts. See how we do.
Yeah. Boy, that year goes quick, doesn't it?
No.
All 36
no.
weeks. Or whatever it is. Is it 36?
32.
32, I'm sorry. Anyway, we ask our friend Buzz Moore all the time, how many frames left, Buzz? And he's usually got it right down mm-hmm. to the number of frames. And it's pretty easy tonight. 30. Right?
Exactly.
Unless there's any sudden... Is there any sudden death bowling playoffs or anything like that?
I have not heard that there is. No.
Okay.
No.
If it comes down to a tie, it goes to tiebreakers.
Total pins.
Criteria.
Yeah.
It's like wrestling here. And you can kind of go down the line. So we'll let you know what the champion is coming up tomorrow.
We do appreciate Bay City Bowl, as always, our sponsor for this segment and our host on Wednesday nights for the Mature Evergreen League. And if you have anything, check into Summer Leagues.
Yep.
Pro Shop, Andy doing a great job there. If you have any questions about anything out there related to bowling, 362-0136, or visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
Do have a poll question here before we get to our break and get into Caddy Smack. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Did a great job and a very successful fifth anniversary at Emil's.
Unbelievable.
You tried to go. You
couldn't get in.
They're located on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, behind the Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. And this is based on the conversation on a local radio show up in Chicago that Cup first baseman Anthony Rizzo had. And I agree wholeheartedly with Anthony, but we're going to ask the question today on our Emil's Hideaway poll question. It is the baseball season too long? Yes or no? Go ahead and vote at KGYMRadio.com. Brian says yes.
Baseball season is too long. Golf season too short.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Around here.
What about bowling? No, don't answer. Don't answer. Don't answer that. So go ahead and vote at KGYMradio.com. Used to be 154 games. They upped it to 162 games. It's now starting the baseball season the last day of March, perhaps. Used to start 7th, 8th, or 9th of April. You would have that little cushion. And yes, granted, we have horrible weather all around the country this year for the most part. Record number of postponements going on. And next year it could be 80 degrees. So, you know, it varies.
When you start to get major leaguers talking about it, like Rizzo, he was injured early on. He's back now. When the players themselves start talking about it and are wanting to take a modest pay cut for playing in 8 fewer games, I don't think they're not going to be clipping coupons anytime soon. So I think that's the interesting part, that the major league players are talking about it rather than just us.
Yeah. So there you go. Vote at KGYMradio.com, the Eagles Hideaway poll question. We'll come back and into Caddy Smack for this Wednesday after this here on KGYM. May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
Used car and truck shoppers, this weekend and only in beautiful Hiawatha. Pre-owned power buy pricing at the McGrath Used Car Campus through Monday night. This is the sale of over 2,500 quality used vehicles from $39.88. And full-size pickups, Silverados, F-150s, Sierras, power price from $11,988. Nowhere else in eastern Iowa, only at McGrath Used Car Campus. I-380 and Boyson Road in beautiful Hiawatha. Through Monday night, power by prices from $39.88. With credit amnesty, nobody's held back. You're approved. And at the McGrath Used Car Campus, full-size pickups from $11,988. The perfect gift for a graduating senior? Late model Chevy Cruzes from $10,988. Pre-owned power buys. Every budget, every make and model. Cars from $39.88. Trucks from $11,988. And with credit amnesty, you're approved. The McGrath Used Car Campus through Monday night, I-380 and Boyson Road. For details, log on McGrathAuto.com.
The rotary phone. The cassette tape. Back when you needed those low-tech devices, your insurance company also needed 3 estimates for vehicle damage. Well, times have changed. Now you've got a sleek cell phone, and you decide where to take your vehicle to be fixed. Bob Mickey Collision Center works with all insurance companies, but they work for you. Nowadays, it's your car. It's your choice. Choose Bob Mickey Collision Center. Center Point Road, just off the Collins Road exit from 380 in Cedar Rapids.
Look alive, Coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
It's Caddy Smack on the Gym Class, talking local and national golf from the first tee to the 19th hole. Here are Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, and Rick Swan.
Back with you, 3:11 here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here at KGYM. Caddy Smack in the Gym Class. We're going to talk about the Kranich Tour, the Cedar Rapids, Iowa City Tour coming up. Your questions for Brian, as always, welcome on the text line at 319-366-1600, the Hurting at Stocker Jewelers text line. Rick's going to come over from Smart FM to join us here in just a little bit. And we welcome in Brian Haas from Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside, where you guys probably have less snow than we have, and we have not gotten it really in the metro area. They got inundated in northern Iowa, but man, yeah, alive.
It's just been, the weather's just been terrible, and it's hard to get out and play and practice. You know, there's not a whole lot you can do this time of year.
I could not believe, Brian, last weekend they played the final 18. It's supposed to be 36, but the final 18 of the Hawkeye Invitational at Finkbein. Scott was supposed to play in a tournament, the Kranich, but that was as bad a weather as we've had.
Yeah.
And they played well.
Right.
The Hawkeyes.
It was tough on them. They did play well. Having Iowa State win it, that's a good thing, too.
Yeah.
And they were right on their tail, the Hawkeyes were. It was rough. Just listen to their interviews that they had afterwards as to how tough it was. They were wet through their Gore-Tex.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, Zach Johnson, I remember interviewing him one time, and he said he actually practices in the rain. You know, whatever the weather is that day, he's going to go ahead with his routine. I mean, what recommendations would you have for us? I mean, we don't have to go out, but...
I'm a hothouse flower.
I'm a fair weather player myself anymore. But that is true. And right now we have, all the high school teams are out practicing right now. They have to, because they're going to have state here for all the smaller schools, and then the girls are spring golf for the 4A, and I'm not sure if they do 5A and the girls golf, but definitely 4A. They have to practice. So mm-hmm. right now they're going to play this afternoon, and they're going to practice in this, and
wow.
if they have a meet, they just need to dress properly.
Crazy.
Right.
Crazy stuff.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Masters is in the books. And
Brian almost got it. Ricky, he called Ricky when we had the
came close.
The guess, yeah.
He made a good run at it.
I think people were pulling for Ricky, and we're going to talk more about that and hear more about
sure.
that.
Yeah.
With our interview coming up next here. But why do people not love Patrick Reed? He's Captain America.
He's tough. It's really more of how positive he is. And if you really think about that, and we've all met that person in our lives where they're just that positive and they're that forward about everything, they can sometimes come off a little rough.
Yeah. He's the guy you want on your team, though.
Oh,
if you're Ryder Cup?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or
he's not hated by the PGA Tour players. Mm-hmm. Unlike Bubba, he was, I think, voted by the Tour players the most hated player on tour.
But he doesn't embrace them necessarily either. He plays practice rounds by himself, and
he wears the earbuds, listening to the songs, and
right.
he kind of keeps himself apart.
Imagine Dragons.
Yeah. So maybe if we get to know him better,
To each their own, really.
Right.
And in his case, that works for him. Does that put you in with a whole bunch of friends that you're working with? I don't know.
I will
probably
say,
not.
I will say this. He had Rory that he had to fend off, and then he got to hear all the roars from everybody that was cheering for Jordan and Ricky, and he played amazing.
Mm-hmm. Have you been to Augusta, Brian?
I have not.
Scott has, I know, but Spieth tee shot on the 18th hole. That'd be something I would do.
Oh, I mean, man, yeah.
I mean, he pulled that so bad, and maybe you can tell us, Scott, about how close those trees are.
They are very close.
How he was able to clip that.
What television shows on that shot from behind the 18th tee, it looks, it looks narrow, but doable.
Right.
That looks a lot bigger on television than it is when you're up there.
It looks more like a gun barrel.
Yes, it does. Yeah. I mean, I could see it happening all the time. And I saw it happen once when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jordan, though, was the most famous of them. And it may have cost him another green jacket.
I agree.
He hit it about 80 yards off the tee.
Mm-hmm.
Still almost made par. Probably
right.
should have made par.
He probably should have, right? He put it in a good place and just missed the putt.
Yeah.
He was so hot, though, I figured he's going to birdie 18 and it's going to be maybe a playoff, maybe a win it outright.
Yeah. Right.
But that tee shot was, wow.
Yeah, it was setting up for a three-person playoff with Jordan and Ricky and Patrick Reed. But he just, that putt he sank after Ricky had made the putt for birdie on 18. And they came back and you saw Patrick Reed make that, seven or eight footer.
Right. Right.
I was like, man, ice water in his veins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He had to hear those roars. He knew what was going on.
He knew
it. Absolutely. Absolutely. We got to get to some questions. We already got a few piling up here. And again, another on the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line, 8650 on Patrick Reed. I think it has to do with more of him getting caught cheating / stealing at both his colleges than being overly friendly. And, we've talked about that before. And he's not the first person to have that accusation thrown at him by other golfers. Won't be the last one to have it thrown at him as well.
Right. And I just don't know that's anything you can outlive completely.
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to talk more with Brian coming up. We're going to talk about the Crandic Tour, but Rick and I had a chance to talk to fellow Cedar Rapidian and sometimes golf partner of ours.
Played a lot of golf with Vaughn.
Mr. Vaughn Halliard, who was there for the final two rounds of the Masters.
Yes, he was.
And we're going to hear that coming up next, so stay tuned. More to come, this edition of Caddy Smack coming your way on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM.
There are still companies that care, companies that have your back, companies that provide stability for you and your family. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is one of those companies. You can start at $17.27 an hour with great benefits you'd expect from a company that treats you like family. Sometimes it's the small things like holiday parties, summer picnics, and movie parties that speak volumes about your work family. Learn more about the PMX family at ipmx.com.
At Sherwin-Williams, spring is our favorite time of year. In fact, we even have a color for it, SW Springtime. All around us, color is blooming, windows are opening, and it's the perfect time for painting. So we're kicking off painting season with a four-day super sale. Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 40% off paints and stains, now through April 23rd. Your new color is just around the corner. Visit your neighborhood store today. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
We've reached it, the point where Tuesdays can only get better with more of America's favorite boneless wings. So here at Buffalo Wild Wings, we invented Boneless Tuesdays. When you buy an order of boneless wings and get a second order free, that's twice the wings and twice the sauces. Every basket counts, and on Tuesdays, every basket of boneless wings counts as two. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. Valid only on Tuesdays while supplies last. Tax and gratuity extra. Additional restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
Is the car you're driving 2012 or newer? If so, here's something you need to know. Today's newer engines run hotter, making them more vulnerable to carbon buildup, which could affect engine performance. Protect your engine with new Valvoline Modern Engine Full Synthetic, specially formulated to protect cars built 2012 or newer from carbon buildup. Learn more at modernoil.com. Valvoline, since 1866. Visit AutoZone now. Buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Modern Engine Full Synthetic and an oil filter for $39.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Back on Caddy Smack, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM. Scott Unash alongside Rick Swan from Smart FM. And, of course, 2 weeks ago, the Masters was played at Augusta National Golf Club in Augusta, Georgia.
Hello, friends.
Hello, friends, yes. And we know we have a lot of Cedar Rapidians and a lot of people from the corridor, the area, that have made the trip, the trek down to the holy grail of all things golf.
Right.
And we have a guest here who's been on the program before, Cedar Rapidian Vaughn Halliard.
Right, right.
And he not only got to go to the Masters for the first time, but he went inside the holy grail.
Vaughn Halliard, how are you doing, my friend?
I can't tell you that. I'm good.
Yes, are we giving away some sort of secrets, or do you have to sign something that says you can't, you know, take pictures or talk about what you see inside Augusta National's clubhouse?
I'm sorry, who is this? How'd you get
here? No, nothing like that. But you actually, you not only got to go to the tournament, but you got to go inside the clubhouse and see everything behind the scenes, I guess.
Yes, I did. I have a good friend who is a member. His name is John Doe.
Yeah. And, yes.
But, we was on the way up doing a film project with an architect in southern Georgia, and I was in the car on the way to meet my friend, and he goes, "You want to meet for dinner?" And I say, I text back, you know, of course I pull over off the road and text back appropriately.
Right.
And said, "Sure." And I said, "Where do you want to meet?" He says, "Do you have a jacket and tie?" And I responded, "I will by the time I hang up this phone." So I had the pleasure of going through the line and skipping traffic and driving up Magnolia Lane.
Awesome.
To the circle where you see the flowers, and we had dinner with the members the Friday night before the weekend.
A lot of green jackets.
Fascinating. Yeah, there were quite a few green jackets, and they're just hanging out, and you see people, and you hear about in the news, and just sitting there talking golf and talking about the golf course and who's coming and the tee times and the rules and committee meetings. It was absolutely fascinating.
Wow.
Wow. What's it like in there? I mean, it's going to be, you know, luxurious, obviously. I've heard a lot of stories, though, that people have written that it's beautiful. It looks great. But you know what? That, like you said, people just talking golf, and they're just doing what you would do kind of everywhere.
Yeah, it's a stunning place. It's absolutely immaculate. The thing that will strike you is just the history, just the massive amount of history everywhere, whether it's clubs, artifacts, memorabilia. No cameras are allowed. No phones are allowed. It was suggested that you leave your phone in the car as I got out of the car to go into dinner.
Right.
Which I made sure the valet saw me put the phone into the car.
Right.
As I left and put my jacket on. Mm-hmm. But it is really just the history of golf in America, particularly at Augusta. And all of the golf in America at the highest level has come through there at some point, and there's a representation of probably everything that's happened through there. So it is stunning, the amount of history and artifacts and photographs. The photographs and the plans and all of the trinkets are just amazing.
So a huge fan of golf that you are, once you got past all of that and you went out onto the grounds, you were out there, what, Saturday and Sunday? What was the feeling?
Correct.
What was the feeling out there as you were walking those grounds?
You know, I tell you, it is massive. It is absolutely enormous. You don't even get the sense of how hilly it is,
right?
And how massive it is. How wide the fairways are. You know, everything is 30, 40 yards wide at a minimum. And they want people to find places to stand on the hill and be able to see. So it's designed and routed so you can follow somebody. And I will tell you, Tiger Woods was near the end, but he looked like he had enough people following him as if he was a leader. Nobody collects people like Tiger Woods. Mm-hmm. You know, people complain that he gets too much television coverage, and I always tell him, you know what, if you don't like it, just turn it off, because we need the bandwidth for all of us who are trying to watch.
Yeah.
He's a magnet.
Yeah.
And the hills are 200 feet, you know, rolling hills, 200 feet high and down and below and around. And the way that they move people is astonishing. You know, hundreds of thousands of people just milling about. And it's a unique strategy. You have the ability to have a master's chair, and if you get in early, you can go claim a spot by a green or by a fairway and leave your chair there all day. And people may use that chair, but when you return to claim it, they have to give you your spot back. And it's just the most calm situation of golf spectating I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And the beauty of it, the thing I love the most, if you yell something stupid like mashed potatoes or get in a hole or silly,
right,
they will pull you and you will leave the ground.
Yeah,
exactly.
There's no BS there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Saw that in 2003 at practice rounds. And you said the one thing that people that go to the Masters, when you talk to them, that they all agree upon is the elevation change. Television doesn't do it justice. 10, the going down the hill on 10 and up the hill on 18 are just, that'll wear you out if you do it a couple times.
Yes.
Talk about the roars, Vaughn.
Well, you can hear, you know, as a entertainment producer, engineer, you kind of get used to hearing how sound works. And it's funny, you can sit on a green, like we were on the 18th green, and you could listen and hear a roar, whether it was a big sharp roar, where everybody goes, and they scream all at once. Then and people around you say, oh my God, somebody just chipped in. And if it's a long roar that starts low and raises and starts and finishes with a sustained yell, that means somebody made a long putt.
Right.
And by the same token, if it goes up and it goes,
oh.
drops off, that means putt lips out.
So you know what's happening.
So it was an exercise in audio science, just listening, trying to figure out what was happening. But there are no TVs. There's no Jumbotron or anything. So you have to watch the old-style scoreboard where the guys are literally pulling the numbers down and putting them back up. So you hear the roar. You wait for the person to putt out or finish whatever shot they were doing. Then they'll change the score. And then once they put the score up, there's another roar based on the score that somebody roared about in the valley 10 seconds earlier.
How intimidating would that be for a player? So when
they know what everything means.
Mm-hmm. So when Ricky made his putt on 18, the roar. Where were you, first of all?
We were on 18.
You were on 18.
So we saw the putt go in, and the place went bananas. So I can only imagine what it sounded like down to Reed, and I think Reed came back and answered.
He did.
At the very next hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, and well, you were right there at the end, and you know, a lot has been written about, a lot has been talked about that you know, it was kind of lukewarm for Patrick Reed. You were right there in 18 when he won it. What was your impression of his reception as the new Masters champion?
Very respectful and heartfelt, but it wasn't overly exuberant. It was definitely a lot of energy following. I guess we'll call them the pretty boys, right? Reed was sort of stalking McIlroy and Ricky Fowler and Spieth. And then, you know, Spieth and McIlroy sort of fell out. So everybody sort of started gravitating towards Fowler. Mm-hmm. And that was sort of the last hope because they were really pulling for Fowler to get his first one. I don't think anybody was pulling against Reed, but
they were pulling for
Ricky. It was interesting to hear.
Yeah.
It was heartfelt and congratulatory, I'll put it that way.
Yeah. Well, amazing. I got to do it. You got to do it. Now Rick needs to get down to Augusta. So.
I'll go.
Can we pull? That is Vaughn Halyard, our talk Rick and I had with him earlier on this week, and had a great time over there at Augusta National.
Did you say you're taking me to Augusta next year? Is that what I heard? Right there at the
you
end?
You heard wrong, I think.
Oh, okay.
At the end. You heard wrong at the end.
One of these years.
It's got to be on your bucket list if you're a golfer out there.
Right.
All right. We're going to take a break, come back. We're going to talk about the Kranich Tour, the Cedar Rapids, Iowa City Tour. We'll do that when we return after this. It's Caddy Smack on the Gym Class for a Wednesday coming your way right here on KGYM.
Hi there. I'm here for your basement.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on short notice.
Yeah, what seems to be the problem?
It's my basement. It's bad.
Sure, let's take a look.
No, you don't understand. It's gotten a little out of hand. A pipe leaked in the ceiling and it never quit.
Well, let's assess the damage.
Okay. Hi there.
Who's this?
I told you it was bad.
You two look like you could use ponchos.
The other day it was just a leak, and then this happened.
You know where the shutoff valve is?
Ah, feel that breeze.
I think it's over by that dinghy.
A plumber, are you? Say, I could use a guy like you. Have any experience on boats?
As a matter of fact, I do. My father was a lobster fisherman up in Nova Scotia for many years.
You don't say.
Yeah, I really only took this plumbing gig to earn a little extra scratch, but really...
Not again.
Home in need of repair? Don't drown in debt. Get a loan. Go to Paco. DePaco Community Credit Union. With low rates and local service, getting money has never been easier. Apply now at DePaco.com.
DePaco Community Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender.
Come play in the St. Andrews three-person best shot on Sunday, April 29th. Entry is $35 per person and tee times are from 8 until noon. You could just stop into St. Andrews Clubhouse to sign up or call 393-9915. Unlike other best shots, this one returns 100% of entries, and gee, maybe there'll even be some decent weather. Sign up for the three-person best shot, Sunday, April 29th at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
You ready?
Yes.
.332 back with you on the Caddy Smack edition of the Gym Class here at KGYM. And we're going to get your questions coming up here in just a little bit. We welcome in to the studios Steve Koepke and Matt Taylor from the Cedar Rapids and Iowa City Tour, the Kranich Tour, which we hoped was going to get underway last Saturday. And like most things this spring, things Mother Nature got in the way. And, yeah, we were all set to go at 11:45. I was still, it was 9 o'clock. When did you guys send out the email that it was postponed and canceled?
I think Matt texted me about 8 and said, what do you think?
Yeah, it was a prompt phone call and sent it out about 8:30 that it's just a no-go.
Was this before or after you played 4 holes?
This was before, and then I was still inclined to go play 4 holes and give it a try.
Yeah. We made the right decision.
A for effort, failure for decision making.
Yeah.
Well, another year of the Kranich Tour, and it seems to get grow and grow each and every year. And tell us about the fresh new season.
2018 is going to be a good year for us. We were supposed to kick off this last Saturday, as you mentioned, but now our kickoff will be May 5th and 6th down at Finkbine. We've got 5 regular season events. Or would have 4 now with a tour championship in September over at Amana Colonies. Looking forward to it. Membership's growing, and it's off to a hot start again.
And the thing about the tour, guys, is the fact that you have 2 divisions,
mm-hmm.
and I believe no cut as
cut
well.
Policy.
And so that right there, I think, is a plus-plus for any type of golfer out there.
Totally agree. This is really why we did it. When I spoke with Matt about this about 3.5-4 years ago, we just wanted to be able to grow competitive golf in the corridor. And I think one of the hiccups for people is the idea that they're going to get cut and they're going to put their money in, but they're not going to get their weekend. And we just eliminated that. And the neat thing about it is that you get guys. We had a guy last year that the first day didn't play, really well and didn't make the top. The championship flight, and ended up winning the whole event. Tom Lemkuhl came back as senior division guy and played great at Ellis the second day. And that's the pretty neat thing about this. The other neat thing is that you guys here at the Gym Class and Caddy Smack keep bringing us back. You guys must be on a different level for us to come back every year. But we really appreciate it because the whole point of this is to get, they've been saying golf has been dying a slow death, and I think that this might be one way of bringing back, I would argue, the greatest game ever.
My fear is usually seeing my bad score in the newspaper or something like that.
That's when you call the editor and say, hey.
We only put it on the website.
Well, there you go. Well, we have a text here on the text line from 3560. Says he enjoys playing tournament golf, has played in the City Am and some senior events, and he's interested in getting into some of the Kranich events, about a 10 handicap.
Perfect.
Is this a right fit? And I say, absolutely. This is the kind of golfer you're looking for.
Definitely is. Yeah, I mean, if you shoot anywhere from 60 to 160, we have a place for you on the tour. Mm-hmm. And this, I mean, we've said it before, but this isn't geared to your guys that go out and shoot low scores every weekend. It's geared towards everyone. I mean, we flight our events after the first day, so we pay out 40% of the field with prize funds, skins events, and I mean, we're open to anyone that wants to join us.
And we're getting some really good ideas. The other board members, Justin Lees, Nick Miller's been an addition, great addition, and Mason Lynn are also, they're bringing in ideas we're hitting the group of golfers that are social media people. We're right. Also hitting people. Whoever this 10 handicapper is, come on out and try it. That's all we ask. And the neat mm-hmm. thing also is if you're going to be a tour member, it's literally just $10.
Yeah. Yep.
That gets you access into our events. Obviously, you'd be paying for per event, but you're not beholden to play in all of them. Play in 1, 2, or as many as your schedule fits. Mm-hmm. And again, it's an opportunity to go out there and play an incredible game. The neat thing also is we, through Matt Taylor's incredible work, you're able to put down who you want to play with up to, your buddy on that first day. So if Matt and I haven't teed it up for a while, or maybe we tee it up every week and we're like, hey, we're going to play that first day. He puts my name down. I put his down. Matt organizes that. And then the following day, you're going to play with whomever you shot equal scores or similar scores the day before. So it builds friendships and it creates friendships. Mm-hmm. And it's I personally think that the venues we're going to are very conducive to good golf, but also good tournament golf. So mm-hmm. we're really, really pleased with this year. And again, I think we said this the first year and the second. Where we are now, we were thinking we would be in the future, because once this thing started getting going, it just got better and better. And That our hope is that you know, in a decade or two, Matt just had two babies. Did you know this? He just
really?
Brought twins home from the hospital.
Well, congratulations!
Twins in the world in December.
Yeah.
Nice.
So wouldn't it be cool to have Jack Taylor play with Matt Taylor someday in the Crandic events? And,
or Annie Taylor.
Or Annie. We got to get a ladies' division.
Got to get a ladies' division.
Is that?
But it's, seriously, it's. I've seen father and sons tee it up together. Mm-hmm. It's just it's really neat, and we're just really trying to make sure everybody understands that there's a place for anybody to play. It's not just the guys. I mean, you mentioned higher handicappers. We would love to get guys that are scratcher better and they're playing at the state level, and then USGA qualifiers. It's not like this isn't for you as well. I mean, if you go down a list of the people that have won our events, they're very, very talented golfers. Mm-hmm. A lot of them have college experience. Some of them chased it a little while after college on the mini tours. We have a good tour. We're very proud of our product.
I think what's cool about this, too, is that you have different types of events. Mm-hmm. And talk about that a little bit.
So our general event is just a single-stroke play event, two-day score, total score wins. But we also incorporated a two-man better ball event, which we call the Brown Deer Four Ball. That takes place June 30th and July 1st. But it's a neat event because, you know, everyone's bound to have a bad hole here and there. And when you have that bad hole, your partner can pick up the slack for you, hopefully.
Yeah, you hope.
You know, unless you're like a buddy of mine and I who took a big number on the same hole once. But it brings that team atmosphere back into the game, which a lot of people miss from, you know, younger years of playing with your buddies. And it's just a lot of fun. I mean, you get the excitement build up going leading up to the week, and then the round comes and, you know, you're feeding off each other, and someone hits one close, you want to stick it closer, and it's just a really enjoyable weekend.
And to speak to that, I mean, the PGA Tour did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with so, the next, I think next
it's
week's
Zurich.
Event.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, you're looking at what we're trying to offer is the same thing that the next level, the next level, the next level enjoy. And that is, Matt mentions the team aspect. He also is our Ryder Cup captain again this year, and he's built into to the system in which he's going to be drawing our team from some of these events. So if you're a Cedar Rapidian out there and you're interested in making that that team and wearing colors that weekend, we do host this year, if I recall.
Yeah, we do.
You know what? Come out and post a couple scores and figure out where we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good way to do it right there. And for that, the early season event you had or scheduled last Saturday at Hunter's Ridge, you know, for an early event like that and for the spring we've had, you had a pretty good sign up though going.
We did.
Yeah. I think we had 52 at one point in time before a few people started dropping off with the weather, pending weather. But I mean, that's a great number for, you know, early April when it's, you know, leading up to the week, it's 40 degrees. And I've got guys calling on Friday before we're supposed to have the event, still wanting to sign up, knowing what the weather is going to be the next day, which is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, most of the golf courses didn't have 50 people in their tee sheets.
No, they didn't. No, this is true. I know.
Now, Matt, can you speak to you texted our board a couple days ago because you had put the link up for our Finkbine sign up. Did you say we already had a fifth of the field full?
Yeah, so sign up for Finkbine is open now. You can go to CrandickTour.com. Just click the link to register for the event and posted it on Monday, and I looked a little bit ago, we're already at 30 guys of our 100-person max, so already 30% full, and, you know, we're only 3 days into registration availability.
Yeah. Now, is that 100 for both divisions total?
Yeah, 100, okay. 100 guys is our max with the courses. Just, you know, we take the morning tee times and leave the afternoon available for regular play, which I think is fair for both parties. Mm-hmm. And so it's 100 max between open and senior division. It's our most sought after event of the year. Everybody loves the track and loves the actual play and competitiveness at Finkbine. So it'll fill fast. I don't imagine that we fill prior to the deadline this year. So if you're looking to play, I would definitely sign up sooner than later.
And these events don't happen without the PGA Club professional there. Mm-hmm. And Brian's in the house here. These things, without a Mark McMahon or a Moore or a Buzz at mm-hmm. Finkbine, without a Wernemont and a McCarty at Brown Deer, Stephen Kaler at Amana, they work tirelessly as well to grow the game, and we're just incredibly fortunate and thankful that we're able to use their facilities.
Yeah, very true.
You couldn't do it without them. And real quick here, open to Cedar Rapidians and folks from Iowa City.
It's open to somebody from Southern California if you want to get here.
I mean, it's open to everyone. We have people come as we have people coming from Newton, Iowa, okay. Quad Cities area, far as north as Decorah. We had somebody play last year.
Mm-hmm.
We have a decent amount of guys that are now commuting from Waterloo area that want to play in events. So cool. It's definitely spreading across the Eastern Iowa area.
And that's what you guys wanted.
That was
what you were looking for. Just to get out there. And again, it's for, I say adult golfers, if you will, not open to high school or college golfers.
No, correct. And we did. Matt he just brought an agenda item to a meeting a while back, and he said, look, what if we even go, and instead of doing 23 to 50 and 50 and over, what if we go down to 21? And there are a lot of guys at that 21, 22 that have been out of high school for 3 or 4 years are just itching to play competitive golf, but there's no place for them because they're not technically a mid-am.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to move our field down to 21 with the exception of the Cedar Rapids mid-am, and that was a decision out of our hands. But if you're 21 years old and you want to tee it up because you haven't done it since you were in a high school team, you got a place to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
And the neat thing, again, we this is obviously redundant, but you're driving only 30 miles each way. At the most.
And you're home for dinner every night.
Absolutely. So,
which is a big
and have a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. What's the website?
I'm to change diapers every night. Okay, man.
Some of us.
I'm doing that all day and night.
By the way, 9541 says congrats on the twins. So
thank you.
They just had us over for dinner, my kids, and they met his kids, and they are some cute kids.
I'm biased, but they are pretty cute.
I wish that my mother said I have a face for radio. So we really can't show what I look like, but if you could show what Matt's youngest, it is his youngest, because Jack came second, right?
Yeah.
Matt sent a picture to us, and Jack has already got an interlocking grip.
It's a double interlock, but yeah, he's definitely working on it while watching the Masters.
Left-handed?
No, right-handed. Yeah.
He wants to buy him clubs still,
to go too far down the road. Well, guys, give the website and where people can find all the information and how they can get involved with the Crandic Tour.
So it's crandictour.com. And if you click on the 2018 tournament schedule page, which is up at the top of the website, you'll find our full schedule for 2018 season. Below each event will be a registration link. The next event always opens after the current event finishes. So right now, registration is open for only Finkbein, but once Finkbein finishes, the next one will release, et cetera, et cetera. If you have any questions or you just want to get in contact with us to shoot something by us, always feel free to call me and or email me. My information is on the website as well. Always happy to take a phone call and spend 5 minutes with anybody that has a question.
If you have any doubts, just sign up.
Mm-hmm.
Heard nothing but great things. I was scheduled to go off last Saturday, but we're going to get in there. I already got a partner for the Brown Deer.
Good to hear.
Yep, so we're ready to go with that. Looking forward to that. It'll be fun. Thanks, guys. Now
thank you for having us.
Now the Jayhawks can just get out and play some golf.
There you go. Mother Nature, she's undefeated, right?
Yes, she is. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and your questions for Brian Haas when we return after this here at KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Come party, drink, and dance on the Miller Lite dance floor at Zevener 2.9 Prom. It's everything you liked about high school prom.
Without all the rules.
If you're 21 or over, get your tickets now for $20.
Cash only.
At Theater Cedar Rapids, both Elevate Salon and Spa locations, Culver's Garden Center and Greenhouse, and Hurting and Stalker Jewelers. Party it up on the Miller Lite dance floor Saturday, April 28th during Zevener 2.9 Prom at the Doubletree by Hilton in downtown Cedar Rapids. Tickets are going quick. Get them now.
At Sherwin-Williams, spring is our favorite time of year. In fact, we even have a color for it, SW Springtime. All around us, color is blooming, windows are opening, and it's the perfect time for painting. So we're kicking off painting season with a 4-day super sale. Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 40% off paints and stains, now through April 23rd. Your new color is just around the corner. Visit your neighborhood store today. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Back with you at 3:47, and we're solving all the world's problems, golf problems anyway, on the Gym Class here on KGYM. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Heard from one of our great sponsors, St. Andrews Golf Club. They've got a three-person coming up. You heard just a little bit earlier on, so get out and sign up for that. Go to the Crandic Tour as well, and some great things on the horizon, and it's going to get warmer.
It will.
Starting Friday.
You just have to believe.
You just got to believe. And we said this 2 weeks ago, Brian. And by the way, if you have a question for Brian, you can let us know via the phone lines or the text line, 319-366-1600. Got a few lined up here, ready to go already. But we mentioned this 2 weeks ago, Brian, and it hasn't really changed a whole lot. Get out and support your favorite golf course, your local golf course. Get some lessons, whatever the case may be, because everyone's kind of in the same boat. We're all hurting right now.
It is. And if they have any indoor facilities or anything like that at some of these facilities, I know they do. You might be hitting into a net, but get yourself warmed up, because the warm weather will be here. We're going to want to jump out onto the golf course, and that's going to be how you hurt yourself real quick.
I know you picked up a new putter for yourself on a recent trip. I'm curious if there's any new equipment out there, anything strike your fancy that folks ought to be aware of?
Because 2523 is just ass, haven't bought clubs in 5 years, an older golfer recommendation. So you can kind of tick that as well.
Yeah, so we'll wrap that all together. So, yes, there's obviously new equipment out there. Otherwise, the golf companies would go out of business. But the reality is, the only thing that's getting truly better is the left right of the golf ball on new equipment. So the face for the last three generations, and we'll use Titleist World, they do it in 2-year rotation. So in the last 6 years, if you have golf clubs from the last 6 years, you're hitting a driver that still has the hottest face you can possibly have. Is it necessarily the longest? Maybe not, because what we've done is we've de-lofted a lot of the clubs. Mm-hmm. And that takes away spin, it takes away a lot of things, which makes the ball go farther. So the equipment today is getting stronger. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have faster equipment or better equipment. It's just designed differently. And ultimately, you just need to know how far each club goes. But if you want to ultimately hit your pitching wedge 140 yards instead of 120 yards, yes, you know, the newer equipment is stronger and it is faster.
How about the texture? I would imagine you want him to be fitted or not.
Definitely. Mm. There's at some facilities there is a cost to being fit, and at some facilities there's not. There's no cost difference in the cost of your equipment, though. So you might as well get fit. Just take the time. It might take an extra week for the clubs to get there. Usually that's 7 to 10 days approximately to get them shipped to you if they're doing it on, you know, in ground. So that does take a little bit of time, but there's no doubt fitted clubs are going to make a big difference in your game, because just like a pair of slacks or jeans, you don't want to wear a pair of pants that are too long for you or too short for you. You don't want them to be, you know, fit your waist funny, that sort of thing. You just wouldn't do that.
Right.
And why would you do that to a really expensive set of golf clubs?
Yeah.
One size does not fit all in golf.
Right.
Ryan from Walford asking, he just came back from Orlando, gave us some recommendations about some new courses down at Grand Cypress. But he said he needs some help in keeping his putter stable on the backstroke. Any tips?
Well, the most common one that's used is to go left hand low or reverse putter grip.
I've done it.
Yep. And so left hand low will help you get that putter back straighter, easier. It there's a lot of different methods that way. The other, next one is maybe try a little bit heavier. Mm. So try a little bit of weight in your putter. If you have a Cameron, some of the other companies also allow you to interchange weighting, and you can give that a try as well.
Still, lead strips still exist.
They do. Yeah, okay. They do. I'm not sure how safe they are, but they exist.
319-366-1600 if you have a question here as we talk some golf here in the back half of Caddy Smack. 4746 asking, what is your opinion on range finders in a PGA Tour event?
Well, they do use them. Realize that their caddy's out there days before the
yes.
event, and everything in that golf course has already been lasered mm-hmm. with a slope laser. So they know the exact numbers. So when you're talking about number 18 at Augusta and how far up the hill that goes, they know the exact slope number from, mm-hmm. from multiple spots in that fairway. That's all written in those books. That's why they're reading those books. When you watch them on television, they pull them out and they stand yeah. over that book for a while. It's because they had to laser everything and write it down because they don't allow the lasers, which doesn't make a lot of sense because they just spent
they
the
just
last 3 days
yeah.
lasering the golf course. So well, you might as well just let them have the laser. I guess the big thing for the tour players is when we used to watch Tiger hit his drive and he'd be off in a fairway or two over. That's where the advantage of a laser would be. Yeah. And right now, that's a huge disadvantage for the players that their caddy doesn't think their player's that wild. They didn't go over there and laser that prior to the round starting. Mm-hmm. So, but they do have those numbers as well. So if their caddy thinks their player gets wild and goes a certain direction, I promise that on the other side of those trees on that fairway, they've got numbers.
And Spieth at the Open. How far right. off track
yeah,
he was.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure his caddy didn't laser that.
No.
Don't go laser behind the grandstand.
But as you notice, they had to do a lot of walking and pacing to figure out to try to get as close to a number as they could get.
Right.
After the appearance of Steve Koepke and Matt Miller, we're talking about...
You know, Matt Taylor,
I'm sorry. Rules changes, and I know you're going to bring some that you'd like to see, but spike marks, I think we all... encounter spike marks, mm-hmm. and if you're true to the game, you don't tap them down.
Correct.
You feel which way?
I'm okay both ways. I understand the old rule. I understand wanting the new rule. I'm kind of torn between it since we've changed spikes. It's not near as bad as it used to be.
But
so
the
I
problem
don't
now is the
feel,
twisting.
Yes, the twisting of the feet, and also we create not so much a spike mark now, it's more indentations.
Yeah.
And so we're fixing indentations today more than we're fixing truly a spike mark. And so I could go either direction. I'm glad it's going forward that way. My worry is just pace of play.
Mm. Right. Right. 319-366-1600. You have a question for Brian. What I would like you to talk about real quick here is that people, warmer temperatures are coming this weekend. I think you're going to see a lot of people flocking out there if they can when that temperature gets a 6 in the front of it.
Right.
And just take it easy.
I think they'd
because
take
you
a
could
5
hurt yourself.
In front of it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, 5 would be all right. But recommendations because people are going to jump out there, grab that driver, and let loose.
Yeah. Try to get out, hit some chips and putts first. A few smaller wedge pitch shots, 50 yards, 70 yards, somewhere in that range. Don't overdo it. Work your way up to your driver. Work your way through your bag a little bit, and then work your way back down at the end so that you warm back down. Make sure after your first big practice, if this is going to be your first big practice that when you get home, that you stretch a little bit afterwards. If you can, stretch beforehand as well, and take care of your body, because if you just go right to the range, hit some big shots and go home, you're going to pay for that.
Mm-hmm. And take your time between shots, too, because there's on the golf course, there's time between your shots.
Yeah, 10 to 15 minutes, you know, most likely. So definitely take your time. You should hit, you know, I'd rather see somebody, I just said this to one of my students the other day, she came all the way from Nebraska. I said, I'd rather see you hit 40 good balls than 150 real quick.
Right.
The Mo Martin experience for Rick.
Absolutely.
Where are you?
Mo, who had a pretty good run last weekend.
Yes, very good for Mo Martin.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Travis from Clinton, who has a question for Brian. Hi, Travis.
Hi. I've got a question. I just moved from Milwaukee, Wisconsin over to Clinton, Iowa. And everyone at work is telling me that my golf scores are no good to play around in a tournament around here. I was wondering what handicap would I need?
Ooh, to play in some of the amateur events in this area? Most of them, like the Crane Dick.
I've got a plus 4.3 right now on my USGA index.
A plus four. How does that mean you can't play? We'll welcome you. You're going to beat me, but we welcome you to any event. That Crandic tour that we were just talking about earlier, you'll fit right into that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, see, I'm a truck driver, so any downtime I get, I try to find a golf course.
Right, right. Well, that's a neat opportunity because depending on where you're headed to, you can come across some great facilities on your rides.
I would die for that handicap.
Yeah, we all would. Yeah. Right, right. I haven't played to anything like that in a long time. Yeah.
Well, Travis, thank you for the call. Appreciate it here. And let's get one real quick before we have to wrap up here. We got it on the text line. 1884 says, what are the best clubs for a novice who doesn't want to spend a ton of money? What would you recommend?
Well, there really isn't a bad golf club out there. And honestly, you can start with those kit sets that are out there. Cobra has a kit set. I think TaylorMade has a kit set. Some of the different companies out there. The biggest issue is to make sure that the lie angle isn't bad for you. Just try to get to where if you can find a golf professional that can tell you what your swing speed is, ball speed is, so you get the right stiffness of shaft, that's pretty important. And then the next piece would just get the right lie angle in your hand to get started so that the club isn't toe into the ground or toe up.
Absolutely.
If the toe's stuck in the ground, the ball's most likely going to go right all the time, and if the toe's in the air, the ball's going to go left all the time. So we just need that to be flat on the ground.
Yeah. Very good.
Very good. That's a lot of good information here.
Everybody get out and golf when it gets a little bit warmer this weekend.
It's ready, set, go.
Yeah, that's our recommendation. Yeah. Brian, thank you for stopping in. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
For another edition of Caddy Smack here on the Gym Class on KGYM. And guys, get out and golf. We're going to do it this weekend. Mark's not. He's on the DL. So when he gets back, we'll get out there and get ready and play some golf.
Yeah.
All right, you've been listening to the Gym Class Caddy Smack here on KGYM.
Winning at sports and at sports broadcasting means changing things up.
Just like La Quinta Inns and Suites is changing up their look.
A renovated lobby that's so contemporary.